And then just to kind of think a little bit about what you want to do next year. Well, thinking about what we want to do, it's time for us to move on out of here. Bob will be right back after the 7 o'clock news, more of the same. And I'll join Jack Underwood, 11:30 on our Dinner on the Farm. All from the big 50,000-watt voice of the big business of farming, WOWO Fort Wayne.
Good morning. It's 40 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, mostly sunny and mild. I'm Richard Walker with the 7 o'clock WOWO News. Halloween brings its tragedies to Summit City, problems with the peace treaty in Washington, more money woes in the United States, and a surprise budget windfall in Allen County. Portions of this WOWO newscast are brought to you by Roy W. Parker & Son, Hoosier Hybrids. Remember, good seed doesn't cost, it pays. And by Springfield Enterprises, just one of the largest aluminum applicators serving WOWO land. Stop in and talk to them about an estimate. Halloween night became a night of tragedy in Fort Wayne. A series of overnight shootings left one man dead, two injured, and two in custody. Late last night, Fort Wayne police officer Larry Fuqua shot 29-year-old Arthur Armstrong at the 2400 block of Gay Street. Armstrong allegedly terrorized a local family, led police on a chase, and then pulled a gun on officers as they closed in on him near Anthony and Pontiac. He is in fair condition at Lutheran Hospital. Earlier, city police found 55-year-old Charles Jellison dead of an apparent accidental gunshot wound. He was found at his home in the 6500 block of Hadley Farm Lane. Jellison was cleaning the gun when it discharged. And in New Haven last night, a man blasted his way into his estranged wife's home on Tanglewood Drive. He shot the father of his wife's roommate. 42-year-old Alfred Ahrens of Antwerp, Ohio, is in custody on a preliminary battery charge. The victim, 46-year-old Edward Rogers of the 1900 block of Tylen Boulevard, is in fair condition at Parkview Hospital. Otherwise, Halloween was quiet throughout WOWO land. Local hospitals report no Halloween-related injuries or illnesses. However, there were some expected acts of vandalism, like pumpkin smashing, wrapping trees and homes with toilet paper and leaf burnings. A port-a-john mysteriously appeared in the 2500 block of Smith Street, and in Topeka, Indiana, someone piled used tires in a downtown intersection. While progress continues on the Egyptian-Israeli peace treaty, a new snag has developed, this time, though, between the U.S. and Israel. The U.S. is reportedly angry over Israel's plans to beef up its West Bank settlements, while Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin differs with Washington over terms. Dan Grebler has details from Tel Aviv.
Prime Minister Menachem Begin is on his way to the United States and Canada and says Israel finds it absolutely intolerable that the United States calls East Jerusalem occupied territory.
This is an expression which is absolutely intolerable to us. Eastern Jerusalem is part of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel, and the United States of America should recognize this fact, as we should repeat time and again, both here and in America itself.
Begin will receive the Family of Man Award from the U.S. Council of Churches, and will meet Secretary of State Pence before continuing to Canada for a 12-day official visit as a guest of Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Dan Grebler, Tel Aviv.
WOWO News Time is now 7:03.
Looking for top-yielding single crosses to fit into your future corn-growing needs? Parker Hybrids offer six single crosses for your selection. And from these six, you'll be sure to find one that's just right for your soil conditions. Because Parker Hybrids of Kimmel, Indiana, are grown and developed in this area and are well-adapted to the growing conditions you have on your farm. The Parkers have been in the hybrid seed corn business for over 46 years, always offering top values to their customers. And their prices are right, too. So if you want top yielding crops next year, get Parker Hoosier Hybrid Seeds. And remember, good seed doesn't cost, it pays. For advice on the seed variety best suited to your farming conditions, contact your local Parker Hoosier Hybrid Seed dealer. There are over 100 throughout WOWO land. Then pick a Parker Hybrid to produce for you.
Overland weather, chance for some morning fog today, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s, clear tonight, a low near 39 degrees. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 62, then partly sunny on Friday, a high around 60 degrees. Around the state of Indiana at 7 a.m., mostly cloudy and 45 degrees in Indianapolis, foggy and 34 in South Bend, cloudy skies and 51 degrees in Evansville, here in Fort Wayne, clear skies and 40 degrees at 7:05. The Chicago Federal Appeals Court has upheld a Fort Wayne federal court decision clearing two Allen County warrants officers of civil rights violations. Stephen and Sylvia Wiegand charged the officers, Robert Ludwig and B.T. Rydell, with conducting an illegal search of their home and false arrest. The local court ruled in favor of the officers 1 year ago. The Wiegands must now pay all costs for the trial. Meanwhile, a suit asking $225,000 damages was filed in Allen Superior Court yesterday against the city and a police officer. 17-year-old Patrick Moore and his parents allege Officer Greg Lewis used excessive force when Lewis hit Moore with a handgun while taking Moore into custody. The incident reportedly occurred during May of 1977 in the 900 block of Rivermet. The suit contends the teenager suffered a fractured skull because of what is described as unreasonable force on the officer's part and careless training by the city. Mobile News Time, now 7:06. In the past 18 months, the dollar has lost up to 40% of its value against foreign currencies, increasing the price of imports for Americans, and the Justice Department has reportedly opened an investigation into whether U.S. banks manipulated the dive to reap excess profits. But there was more bad financial news on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages fell almost 20 points yesterday, and New York's Chase Manhattan Bank raised the prime rate to 10.5%. More banks are expected to follow today. But the White House, still bristling from yesterday's attack by AFL-CIO Chief George Meany on the president's anti-inflation plan, is hoping organized labor will support the voluntary guidelines. Labor Secretary Ray Marshall says the mandatory controls Meany wants will not work, at least not in this country.
If you have a national emergency and get a high level of commitment to it, you might make it work for a short period of time. But I do not think that there's any evidence that a controls program will work in peacetime and for very long.
Carter administration officials think the Teamsters Union and the United Auto Workers will support the president's idea. Troops are standing sentinel over Iran's important oil installations and loading ports today. The standing guard is necessary since about 40% of the workers at the world's largest refinery, the Abadan, remain on strike. Company officials say production has been halved since the strike began last week and is costing the country almost $60 million a day. Tanzania's government newspaper is warning the Arab world not to help Uganda's Idi Amin. Tanzania claims Amin's troops are invading their country with tanks and artillery fire. Relations between the two countries have been strained since Amin took power 7 years ago. Mobile News Time coming up on 7:08. The county budget got a welcome Halloween surprise. Wobo's Suzanne Cott reports on a boost in excise collections.
Excise taxes in Allen County are up 35% as compared to this time last year, according to Auditor Joanne Ebelhair. Those are the taxes paid when buying license plates.
Usually the second half of the year is lower than the first half of the year, but this last 6 months is running about 35% ahead of the last 6 months of 77. And when I talked to the people at the License Bureau, they said they've sold about 7,000 more plates. So evidently, car buying is way up in Allen County.
Because of the unanticipated windfall, over $1 million will be added to the county budget. Suzanne Cott, WoWo News.
The Indiana Grain and Feed Association says there aren't enough railroad cars to handle the Hoosier harvest this year. An association survey shows that grain elevators need at least 100,000 cars to move the corn and soybean harvest, but only about half that number will be available. Association spokesmen say 95% of all grain moved in the state is shipped by rail, and they say it is not practical to truck grain to the major export cities of Philadelphia, Norfolk, or Baltimore. WoWo News Time is 7:09.
Homeowners, does the outside of your house need redecorating? Do you need storm windows or doors before the winter weather arrives? If so, talk to the friendly folks at Springfield Enterprises in Harlan, Indiana. They'll be happy to give you a free estimate on any exterior remodeling that your home may need. Springfield, a licensed, bonded, and insured business, one of the largest aluminum applicators serving Wowoland. Besides offering aluminum and vinyl siding in over 25 colors, Springfield has storm doors and windows, patio doors, shutters, and continuous spouting. They have everything you need to make your home as nice on the outside as it is on the inside. A locally owned and operated business, Springfield Enterprises wants to help all homeowners improve their homes. Before you begin the exterior decorating of your home, talk to the friendly folks at Springfield. Remember, they will help you winterize your home, too. That's Springfield Enterprises, Highway 37 in Harlan, Indiana, where folks can talk to folks.
Fort Wayne police say 95% of the $450,000 worth of stolen goods recovered during the recent sting has been returned. The remaining articles will be available for identification beginning next week. Wobble News time is now 7:10. Some American officials say they're worried that Moscow will try to retaliate now that an American court has sentenced two Russians to 50 years in prison for spying. The officials, who asked not to be named, say the Soviet Union could arrest American spies in Moscow or manufacture cases against innocent Americans. The Cleveland City Council opens hearings today on the city's financial troubles. Mayor Dennis Kucinich is asking for a $50 million bond issue. The council hasn't decided whether to support that idea. Fort Wayne firefighters are on the scene of a working fire at this moment in the 2800 block of East State Boulevard. Laura Cryer, an employee of Karen's Kitchen who turned in the alarm, told WoWo moments ago the state professional building is what's burning. Traffic in the area of 2800 East State Boulevard is backed up at this time, and you're advised to avoid that area. Again, that's a fire in the 2800 block of East State Boulevard. An employee of Karen's Kitchen, Laura Cryer, has told WoWo News that the alarm was turned in moments ago, and the building burning is the state professional building. So traffic in the 2800 area of East State Boulevard is backed up at this time, and police advise you to avoid that area. Laura Cryer told WoWo News,
"It's the office building across the street. I'm not sure what all is in there. I know there is a dentist office, a beauty shop, and a weight clinic, and I'm not sure what else is in that building. It's just a one-story building."
What is happening at this time? Do you actually see flames or what?
No, just a lot of smoke. I think they pretty well got the flames out. I know I called the fire department, and they came right out. There was flames shooting out the front of the building, and they've got all them curtailed, and they have the rescue squad and EMS over here.
Do you know if anybody was in the building?
No, I don't.
Laura Cryer, an employee of Karen's Kitchen, made those comments to WoWo's Victor Locke. Officials say parts of Alabama and Georgia are under emergency laws banning outdoor fires. Thousands of small fires have been reported in recent weeks. During the driest autumn, some areas have felt in recent years. And legalese is often illegal now in New York. The state has passed a plain language law. It says contracts such as leases, loans, and credit card agreements must be written so that people can understand them. WoWo News time is now 7:12. This morning's commentary is by Jacqueline Wexler. She talks about tradition and renewal in the Vatican.
John Paul II greeted at least 10 specific peoples in their native tongues, and their representatives became cheering sections in St. Peter's Square. Few actions could have dramatized as well the international quality of the new Bishop of Rome. Even the communist regime in Poland could not hold back the Polish greeting with the television communication of the investiture of their native son. It was a ceremony of simplicity and elegance. It was full of silence and of cheering, of order and of spontaneity, of ancient vestments and chalices, and of multi-language banners hand-lettered like those in our baseball and football stands. It was a ceremony, an event worthy of a long tradition opening into a bold new future. The Church has taken a dramatic step in asserting her worldwide character. Her Polish pontiff, a sophisticated man, spoke with elegance and unction to specific peoples throughout that world. And at the same time, he and his brother bishops recited the Mass in Latin, and the throngs around him and many of us in the television audiences responded, "Et cum spiritu tuo," to his Dominus Vobiscum. I have always supported the move of the Church to accept the vernacular in all her liturgies. The liturgy is an art form and must be allowed to express itself in modern national idioms. But the Church should never lose her old and treasured art forms. Latin language, chant, and polyphony are those treasured forms. If the Pope's investiture can embrace the old and the new, perhaps our parishes will not be far behind. This is Jacqueline Grennan Wexler.
That's what Jacqueline Wexler thinks. Tell us what you think. Call WoWo weekdays 9 to 5 and speak out.
At Hooks, we're concerned about dependable health care for you and your family. So to meet the ever-increasing needs for home convalescent care products, we've opened a new convalescent aid and sick room supply center in Fort Wayne to serve all of Northeast Indiana. Of course, Your neighborhood Hook's drugstore will still stock basic convalescent aids. But our new center will specialize in products such as wheelchairs, hospital beds, ostomy supplies, emergency oxygen, and a host of other convalescent care items. All items are on display, many for immediate delivery. And when you need special advice, call in the healthcare expertise of Morris Sprinkle at 432-3321 for free consultation service. Next time someone in your family needs special care, rely on Hook's Convalescent Aids and Sick Room Supply Center. You'll find us conveniently located off Route 14 east of I-69, across from the Fort Wayne Ramada Inn.
H emphasizes learn by doing projects and activities that build character and leadership skills. You can get involved by calling your local extension office.
In Wovo Sports, in the National Basketball Association last night, Atlanta defeated Washington by 2, 110-108. Indiana over Cleveland, 119-114. Milwaukee beat the Kansas City team, 114-112. In overtime, Golden State, 139. San Antonio, 138. New Orleans over the Chicago Bulls, 97-92. Phoenix beat the New York Knicks, 120-108. It was Portland outlasting Detroit, 112-96. And Los Angeles beat Denver, 134-107. In the National Hockey League, the New York Islanders over Colorado 8-5, Atlanta beat St. Louis 5-2, and in the World Hockey Association, Quebec over Edmonton 5-4. Wovoland weather, chance for some morning fog, mostly sunny today, a high in the upper 50s, clear tonight, a low near 39 degrees, mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 62. Remember, Earl Finkel has a complete look at the weather just 4 minutes from now. At the airport, the relative humidity 89%, winds are from the east at 5 miles an hour, the barometric pressure is steady at 30 and 35 hundredths inches of mercury. Clear skies and 40 degrees in Fort Wayne. Portions of this Wovo newscast have been brought to you by Roy W. Parker & Sons, Hoosier Hybrids. Remember, good seed doesn't cost, it pays. And Springfield Enterprises, one of the largest aluminum applicators serving Wovo Land. Stop in and talk to them about an estimate. I'm Richard Walker, Wovo News. It's 717. Now, the Bob Sievers Show.
God is melting, morning. Sievers here. Whoa, whoa, time, 7:21. You boys and girls in the Fort Wayne school system are going to have pizza this noon with crisp coleslaw, sliced peaches, peanut butter bar, and milk, and that will be your lunch today. Now we have some buses running late due to the fog from Fort Wayne over into Ohio. Quadco Rehabilitation Center, Defiance County, Ohio. Buses only, let's see, Quadco bus number 6 for Hicksville and Paulding County will be 1 hour late due to fog in Paulding County. Wayne Trace Local in Paulding County, Ohio. Buses only, 1 hour late due to fog. In Paulding County Exempted Village Schools, Paulding County, Ohio, schools and buses delayed 1 hour. Ray of Hope School, Paulding County, Ohio, school and buses delayed 1 hour. And Continental Local Schools in Putnam County, Ohio, schools and buses also an hour delay. And I might mention this morning the Linkers of Palmer Lake and Colon, Michigan. Earl and Lila, or Lila, are serving us. They say, Bob, there's been such a beautiful fall around the lake, over 150 geese in our own yard now. A lot of ducks and coots, too. Well, here's a good breakfast for you. Oatmeal with raisins and toast, juice and coffee and homemade cookies. And so that's our breakfast this morning.
So nice, nice to feel, so good about you, so good about you, lucky fried chicken.
Lemon, herbs, and spices make finger-licking good. Serve Kentucky Fried Chicken, cause it's nice to feel so good.
It's so nice.
To you this morning by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana. Attention savers, whatever your savings needs, short term, long term, or something in between, First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne has a savings plan for you. For short term investors with a minimum of $10,000 to deposit, First Federal offers its new 182-day money market savings certificate, which pays higher earnings because the interest it pays is related to the weekly money market rates. For a higher yield, First Federal now pays 8% interest on its new 8-year certificate with a minimum deposit of $5,000. In addition, First Federal offers a wide range of savings plans, including regular passbook savings, 5.75% revised notice savings that let you deposit by the 10th and earn from the 1st, plus 1, 2, 2.5, 4, and 6-year certificates. Federal regulations impose a substantial penalty on certificates for early withdrawal. So whether you've got $100, $10,000, or more, it pays to save at First Federal of Fort Wayne. Savings insured by FSLIC. I'll tell you one thing, Earl. You really missed it yesterday at 10 o'clock in the morning. We had about 20 lovely young ladies from the Wayne Beauty College. Really, they were hideous. They were all dressed up for Halloween. Ooh, they scared me. They wanted to meet you and me, so I said hello for you, and hello from all the gals.
I can handle my own girls. I don't need any help from you.
You'd have had just as much trouble with the witch as me. She tried to kiss me, but her nose is too long. We never got together.
My goodness, I like to fly on her broomstick, huh? Okay, well, for you guys over in Paulding County, all I got to say is... Bus drivers are taking it easy and playing it safe, of course, this morning as they hold to wait for this dense fog with the frost as well. It covers much of the Wawa Land area, particularly up in the old Toledo-Paulding-Van Wert fog funnel. Once that's out of the way, we will continue to have just great weather on the, as far as we can see into the future, as a matter of fact, 5 to 7 days. As the jet stream continues far to the north, it traps the cold air up there. There's little or no moisture available to come in with that kind of flow. As a matter of fact, the California storm just pouring about a foot or a foot and a half or more of snow into the Northern California mountains and about a half to a foot in through the Nevada mountains will just continue there and slowly drift eastward. A little shower activity overnight and yesterday in Iowa has moved southeastward into northern Missouri and western Illinois, south of the Quad Cities and around Quincy, with less than 10th, usually 3 or 4 hundredths of an inch, but there was some isolated half-inch rains around Vichy, and some small hail was indicated on radar yesterday afternoon. Bob, one thing I neglected to mention last hour when we were talking with Dugan, some good rains.
What was that, Earl?
What's that?
Say, what did you neglect? I forgot that.
I neglected to mention something when we were on the farm program at the barn last hour with Dugan. some really good rains that moved into the heavy soybean planted areas in Paraná in South America and Brazil the last 2 days, and has really set up a crop now that they were very concerned about because it had been so dry. They were afraid it was never going to germinate. Long period of steady rain there all of a sudden for about 48 hours has changed that amount, and things are looking very good over there now on the new soybean planting, and that is in the coffee crop area as well. So keep an eye on that in the market today. We'll be looking at bonus weather in the harvest region around here for the next 5 days, and we could sum it up by just saying sunny skies during the day, clear, foggy, dewy at night, and frosty, of course. Temperature today going into the mid to upper 50s, 30s again tonight with frost and fog, and then heading up into the 60s for Thursday and Friday before a little cool off on the weekend with a slight chance of a trace sprinkle, and that is it.
And Earl, we ended up October with only 1.13 inches or 1.71 below normal. We are now 8.44 below normal for the year. How about that?
All right. How about our degree days, Bob? How did we end up on those?
Well, on degree days, I got them right here. Can't see the forest for the trees. We had 11 yesterday. 431 for the month of October. 431 or 492 since July 1st.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad. The old dryer's hanging tough.
Yeah, right. All right, listen, we'll see you in an hour.
Okay, bye-bye.
Goodbye. And while we're giving you the other data here, let's see. We had light frost on the 9th, the 17th, and the 20th, and heavy frost on the 24th. And this is Wednesday, November 1st, the highest ever recorded for this date in Fort Wayne was 79 in 1950, and the chilliest ever here on this date, 23 in 1923. The sun rose at 11 minutes after 7 this morning. We'll set at 5:37 tonight. We have clear skies. It's very foggy at South Bend, too, but clear here at Fort Wayne and 40 degrees. But we understand there is some fog on the north side of Fort Wayne going east over into Paulding County, Ohio. 40 degrees, humidity 89%, easterly wind at 5, and our barometer 30.35 and steady. Earl Finkel Weather has been brought to you this morning by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Fort Wayne and Bluffton, Indiana. And global time right now is 7:28. And this is the Atlanta Rhythm Section. We'll be right back. section, Imaginary Lover, and that whoa-whoa time is 7:32, and let's get right over to Victor Locke for an update on the news and weather. Victor?
Okay, Bob, first of all, this traffic note. Traffic in the 2800 block of East State is still somewhat congested. Firefighters are on the scene of a fire there at this hour. A witness told us flames were coming from the front of the East State Professional Building when she summoned authorities at about 7 this morning. There have been no reports of any injuries. Secretary of State Cyrus Vance will meet with Israel's peace treaty negotiators in Washington today. Then they'll fly to New York for consultations tomorrow with Israeli Prime Minister Begin. Begin's on his way to New York to receive an award tonight. Iranian troops are guarding oil field wells and refining equipment against possible sabotage. Oil field workers are continuing a wildcat strike that has virtually shut down Iran's petroleum industry. And there were three shootings yesterday in and around the Fort Wayne area. In one of those incidents, a 29-year-old Fort Wayne man, Arthur Armstrong, at the 2400 block of Gay Street, who was suspected of terrorizing a Fort Wayne woman and her family, was shot and wounded by Fort Wayne police last night after he threatened an officer with a handgun. Weather-wise, Earl Finkel says, mostly sunny today, with a high in the upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies, low near 39. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a high near 62. Then on Friday, partly sunny, with a high around 60. Right now in Fort Wayne, clear skies, 40 degrees. And Bob, in about 10 minutes, it's Richard Walker with WoWo Sport.
Right you are, Victor.
At News Center 33, we know that covering local news is more than reporting facts. It's knowing people. Getting to know the newsmakers takes time. The TV 33 news people have taken that time. We've spent years developing accurate and reliable news sources. We know where to go, who to ask. And because of our reputation for responsible reporting, when we ask questions, we get answers. News Center 33, we're back at 6 and 11, and that's the best news you'll have all day.
Save on costly fuel bills this winter. Cover your windows, doors, porches, and breezeways with Warp's genuine flexoglass, the original insulating window material. This tough, crystal-clear, flexible plastic holds in heat, keeps out cold better than glass. It's also cheaper than glass, costs less than $1.50 a square yard. Flexoglass is easy to install. Just cut with scissors and tack or staple over your screen windows and doors. And if you want to turn a drafty, unused porch or breezeway into a warm playroom, a few yards of flexoglass tacked over your screen will let the sun work for you. Join the thousands of energy-saving folks who are winterproofing their homes with flexoglass this year. Get a roll of Warp's flexoglass at your hardware, lumber, or building supply store now. Look for the name Warp's branded on the edge. It's your guarantee of satisfaction.
We have an update on two of the school announcements. The first one, Wayne Trace Local Schools, Paulding County, Ohio. Schools and buses are now delayed 2 hours for Wayne Trace Local. And the Paulding County Exempted Village Schools, Paulding County, Ohio. Schools and buses are also now delayed 2 hours, and there will be no morning kindergarten.
Mornings. I have to face one every day. Well, just the thought of that bathroom tile leaves me cold. But I've got a husband who greets me with a warm smile and a hot cup of Maxwell House coffee. I sit up. I smell the aroma. Taste that Maxwell House flavor. And before I know it, my head clears. It seems a little sunnier outside. I can look myself in the mirror and say, hey, I'm going to do it today.
Maxwell House's coffee you can count on.
Good morning.
Maxwell House, coffee you can count on. Always smells good, always tastes good. Every Maxwell House coffee, always good to the last drop.
Good taste.
A good starter. Good to the last drop.
Here is a WoWo editorial with our Vice President and General Manager, Dan Friel.
Many Indiana citizens follow the actions of the General Assembly. We try to keep track of major pieces of legislation and specific measures that might affect our job or family. In the normal course of events, it isn't too hard to know where a particular bill stands. After introduction, the legislation is referred to a committee. If the committee approves, the bill is returned to the floor where it is subject to amendment, then is voted on. If approved, the measure then goes to the second house for a similar and sometimes identical process. This is the kind of legislative practice we learned about in high school government class, and it's easy to follow. Indiana legislative rules, however, allow two deviations that throw everything into an uproar. The first practice that should be ended is called bill stripping. During the amendment process, the entire content of a bill is eliminated and replaced with legislation covering another subject. The second confusing practice occurs when a conference committee introduces new material into a bill instead of simply working out the differences between measures passed by the House and Senate. WOWO favors strong citizen involvement in the legislative process. We think the Indiana legislature should outlaw bill stripping and make conference committees stick to the original subject of a bill. These practices are confusing, not only to thousands of Indiana citizens, but to the senators and representatives who must vote on the measures.
That's WOWO's editorial opinion. We recognize our responsibility to present opposing points of view.
Good morning out there. It's clear and 40 degrees. That WOWO time is 22 minutes before 8, and we have an outlook of mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. And we don't play requests, but let's put this on for all the nice gals from Wayne Beauty College who came all dressed up for Halloween yesterday to help us celebrate Halloween. And, oh boy, we even took their picture, I'll tell you. The witch didn't break the camera, but I'll bet you I did.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. Right now it's 18 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock, and everything is happening. Richard, you see how it goes over here?
You're busy.
I haven't even had a chance to figure up my power yet or anything else, but we've got a beautiful morning out there, friends. We hope you're all wide awake and getting slap happy now. 40 degrees, Earl Pickle says, mostly sunny today. And, where are we? Allen County Motors, that's where, is proud of the 1979 Ford Pinto. They're so proud, in fact, that they're challenging anyone to come up with more value in any car, foreign or domestic, than you'll find in the 1979 Pinto. And that's a tough challenge, believe me, to meet, because the 79 Pinto has the lowest sticker price of any foreign or domestic car sold in the United States today. Ford City has the 79 Pinto Pony, priced as low as $3,195. The Pinto Wagon, as low as $3,550. And the Pinto two-door, priced as low as $3,458. Standard features on the 79 Pinto include steel-belted radials, tinted glass, electrical rear window, devogger, AM radio, deluxe bumper group, and much more. Allen County Motors is paying top dollar on the 71 through 76 Pintos used for trade-ins. So now is the time to trade and save. And this Saturday, WoWo's own Jack Underwood will be broadcasting live from Allen County Motors showroom from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. You stop out and say hello. Allen County Motors, U.S. 24 West, next to Sweeney Park, Indiana's largest Ford dealer.
It seems like a whole bunch of politicians are suddenly eager to tell us they're the taxpayer's friend. Well, you'd better take a hard look before you believe it. Take Congressman Phil Sharp, for example. He'd like you to believe he's the taxpayer's friend, but a look at the record shows otherwise. For example, he supported a 5 cent per gallon increase in federal gasoline taxes. He supported raising Social Security taxes up to 300%, and then voted to exempt himself from paying them. And he voted against a 33% income tax cut twice. That's right from the official record. So while Phil Sharp may complain about it, he's the one who voted for more taxation and against tax cuts. And talking like a friend of the taxpayer isn't going to change that record.
This is Bill Frazier. If you want a congressman who will vote to cut big government and big taxes, I hope you'll take a good, hard look at my proposals.
This November, send Washington a message. Send Bill Frazier to Congress. Paid for and authorized by the Bill Frazier for Congress Committee.
Now, Richard Walker Sports, brought to you this morning by Hires Auto Parts, now serving you with four convenient locations.
Hires Auto Parts for long cars and short cars, economy and sport cars. We know your car means a lot to you.
You don't have to be much of a mechanic to know when your car needs a new muffler, especially when it falls off at 55 miles an hour. That's why, when my muffler and I parted company on I-69, I went directly to a Hires Auto Store. They first consoled me, checked the car, and then installed a brand new exhaust system complete with a Hires trouble-free replacement warranty. The price was right, the service was fast. That's why, from now on, when it comes to replacing auto parts, including airborne mufflers, it's Hires for me and my car.
We got the best parts for landmarks, the hardest man who gets hard. Hires makes it easier for you. But if you don't have the time or are so inclined, then Hires do your services too. It's true when we say Hires.
Just had another report there. Well, at least we didn't go watch the submarines, Richard. Just had a report there that it's very foggy out around the Emanuel and the Monroeville Road, he said, too. So the fog is varying all over our area this morning. So allow yourself extra time, and you might suddenly run into one of those patchy fog spots, and be careful. Now at 14 and a half minutes before 8, Richard, right over to you.
Okay, Bob, you knew, I knew, and everybody else knew that Ron Guidry was the most valuable pitcher and perhaps the most valuable player in the American League this past year. You knew that, didn't you?
I didn't even know what team he's on.
Well,
you want me to be honest, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This morning, the Baseball Writers Association made it official. Ron Guidry, the raging Cajun of the New York Yankees, is the American League Cy Young Award winner for 1978. Guidry was the unanimous choice. He captured all 28 first-place votes in the balloting, and he won 25 games, you'll remember, lost only three. That's a winning percentage of .893, the highest ever for a 20-game winner. And his 174 earned run average was the lowest in the league. He was also second in strikeouts with 248. But Guidry contacted in Lafayette, Louisiana, his hometown, or as they call it down there, Lafayette, says he wasn't excited.
I don't think it's fully hit yet, you know, and I really haven't had time to sit down and think about what I went through. And maybe it'll hit me one morning when I'm hunting in a duck blind or something like that, but I think I'll think about it more and appreciate it more later on in my life. Maybe once, you know, I'm out of it, or maybe towards the end of my career, you know, and when I think back, I'll have pleasant memories.
Yeah, duck blind in Louisiana. That's national pastime down there. Spent a lot of winter mornings doing just that. Overall, Guidry made 35 starts. He gave up 187 hits in 273 and two-thirds innings and allowed just 72 walks. 9 of his victories were shutouts. 15 of his wins followed Yankee losses. Mike Caldwell, a 22-game winner for the Milwaukee Brewers, was runner-up to Guidry. He got 25 second-place votes. 3-time Cy Young Award winner Jim Palmer of Baltimore finished third. Guy Chouinard scored one goal and assisted on 3 others. The Atlanta Flames skated to a 5-2 victory over St. Louis. The victory was number 8 for Atlanta. The New York Islanders scored 6 in the third. They turned a close game into an easy 8-5 triumph over Colorado. And there was only one game to report in the WHA. The Quebec Nordiques beat the Edmonton Oilers. That score was 5-4. In pro basketball, the Los Angeles Lakers are showing some signs of life. After a slow start, they've evened their season record at 4-4. They beat Denver last night, 134-107. Denver's leading the Midwest Division. Adrian Dantley got 22 to lead the Lakers scoring. Jamal Wilkes and Lou Hudson chipped in 20 apiece. Denver's George McGinnis took game scoring honors with 26 points. John Lucas scored 4 of his 29 in the final minute of overtime. The Golden State Warriors beat the San Antonio Spurs 139-138. Milwaukee's Ernie Grunfeld sank 2 free throws with 28 seconds to play. The Bucks edged Kansas City 114-112. Johnny Davis scored 27. Fast-breaking Indiana Pacers beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 119-114. The Atlanta Hawks down the Washington Bullets 110-108. The Phoenix Suns top the New York Knicks 120-108. New Orleans Jazz over Chicago 97-92. And the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Detroit Pistons. That score was 112-96. And Bob, now back to you.
All right, and the Coho telephone number, we're just about out of the season, but the number is area code 517 and then 373-0908. 517-373-0908 if you want to know more fishing, but we always wind it up at the end of October. So, let's see. Richard Walker Sports has been brought to you by Hires Auto Parts, now serving you with 4 convenient locations. He returns 1 hour from now. Just a quick reminder, the Three Rivers chapter of the American Businesswomen's Association will have their dinner meeting next Tuesday night at 6:30 at Alexander's on East State. But the deadline for reservations is tomorrow, the November 2nd. You call Gene Walker, I'll give you just one number. In the daytime, call her at 447-1532. And it's 10.5 minutes before 8 o'clock. We've got clear skies, 40 degrees, fog here and there this morning. But then Earl Finkel says mostly sunny, with a high in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny again tomorrow and partly sunny on Friday.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to show me, 1 that she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Girl!
Take it easy. Whoa, whoa, time coming up 7 before 8. Let's repeat our school bus announcements this morning. Wayne Trace Local Schools, Paulding County, Ohio. Schools and buses are now delayed 2 hours because of fog. Paulding County Exempted Village Schools, Paulding County, Ohio. Schools and buses also delayed 2 hours, and there'll be no morning kindergarten. The Ray of Hope Schools, Paulding County, Ohio, a 1 hour delay of schools and buses. Continental Local Schools, Putnam County, Ohio, a 1 hour delay of schools and buses. Here comes Coho Ellen right here. Thank you, Ellen. All right. And the Quadco Rehabilitation Center, Defiance, Ohio, bus number 6 for Hicksville and Paulding County, 1 hour late due to fog. And this just in, Huntertown Elementary School here in Allen County, Indiana, bus number 14, driven by Mr. Claire Steinbarger, will be about 45 minutes late due to mechanical difficulty this morning.
The first time he ran, I was strictly a Republican. The second time he ran, I'm proud to say that I voted for him. I don't believe that we've ever had a man up there that would do the job that Phil has.
You better stop and take another look at this man, because this is the kind of man that you and I have been looking for, and we found him. And we know what he does. We know how he researches the issues. We know how he listens to both sides and does his research and then decides.
Phil Sharp, it's always easy when you hear the one side until you have to hear the other side. And once you're confronted with that, as we are in Congress, and you are if you're back home in your district hearing from people, then the decision usually becomes tougher. And that's why I just don't find that one pattern of ideas always fits. And I think you really do have to take the issues one at a time.
Congressman Phil Sharp on the job. Paid for by the Friends of Phil Sharp Committee. Jack Lewis, Chairman.
Toys and all your gift needs are at Fleet Supply at prices that can't be beat.
No way, no how.
With convenient layaway plans available, you can buy your children's toy needs at Fleet Supply and pick them up in time to put under the Christmas tree. Fleet Supply also has a large selection of winter coats and the complete line of Carhartt work clothes, jackets, coats, and coveralls. West Bend humidifiers start as low as $76.99 for the 2-speed model or $82.79 for the 3-speed model. Northern insulated boots by service are available in 3-eyelet, full lace, buckle strap, and zip pack styles. And whether you need work gloves, winter gloves for the kids, or ski mittens for the entire family, you'll find them all at Fleet Supply. And Fleet Supply has snowmobile suits for adults and children. They're priced as low as $24.79 for children, $38.50 for adults. Shop Fleet Supply, open Sundays now through Christmas, for gift ideas that can't be beat.
Nowhere, no way, no how.
Lyman Hahn, a good friend of mine, says you folks in Decatur are in for a real evening's entertainment this Saturday night, November 4th. The Adams County Chapter of SPEPSQA, annual barbershop show in the Belmont High School Auditorium at 7:30. Lyman says the show will feature the Atomizers Chorus, the Valley Forgers from Elgin, Illinois, the 1977 International Quartet finalist, musical renditions, Friends in Common, and others. Many of the commercial establishments in Decatur have tickets, or any member of the SPEPSQA Club, or you can get them right at the door. But remember, the time is 7:30 this Saturday night, Belmont High Auditorium in Decatur, Indiana.
Hi, this is Bob Chase. Tonight, the Fort Wayne Comets face off against the Muskegon Mohawks at the Memorial Coliseum. Hear all the action tonight at 7:20 on WoWo Radio 1190.
WoWo time right now, 3 1/2 minutes before 8. We've got clear skies, 40 degrees, but fog in varying degrees over WoWo land. Mostly sunny today, upper 50s, mostly sunny tomorrow, partly sunny on Friday. Donnie and Marie.
It's my love and it threw me away. Gave you my heart and you took it that day.
Away. Away. And I want it back.
Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Clear skies and 39 degrees. Some spotty fog throughout the area. Today's outlook mostly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. I'm Victor Locke with the 8 o'clock WoWo News. Fort Wayne firefighters have brought a blaze at a professional building in the 2800 block of East State under control.